And welcome. It's the Flat Racing Guru. Right, everybody, welcome. It's Saturday, 3rd of July. One more day to we celebrate Independence Day in America. But firstly, it's the 3rd of July. That's Saturday. I'll get on to the main part in a minute, right? Ladies and gents, what I'm going to do is I'll tell you what racing's on in the UK. In the UK, there's Leicester that starts at 1, that's a flat. Sandown that starts 1:15, that's a flat. The disappointing turnout of the, you know, the big race. Four runners for the Coral Eclipse. Well, I've got Mishriff, he's on my tent to follow. I've got Sir Mark's Basilica, he's got the most points on my tent to follow. And I've got Adiab also on my tent to follow. So I've got them three on my tent to follow. It's not, you know, I'm going to get points off all of them, but the three of them could win races. You know, I seen Mishriff was 5-2 the other day. I'm thinking, Mishriff 5-2, this is the best horse in the world. So the thinking's probably has, you know, it's had a really hard day, hard race. But I thought, coming from the turf, going onto the dirt, you know, from the Saudi Cup, on the turf. Was it on the turf? No, it was on the dirt. And did he, he went on the, hold on, I'm getting this wrong here. Yeah, he went in the Maidan turf race, didn't he? No, he didn't go in the big race, he went on the Maidan turf, that's right. So he switched from dirt from Saudi to turf to Maidan. And I thought he'd never do the switch. Normally that Saudi race takes a hell of a lot out of the horse. So I didn't fancy him at all for the Maidan, and he come out and won. I was totally surprised, even though he's higher rated than the rest. It's just that race at Saudi what takes it out of you. So I was surprised, and I'm just thinking this horse is absolutely unbelievable. So I've seen him, he was 5-2 the other day, I'm sure, in the four horse race. But anyway, Sir Mark's Basilica has really got the bit behind his teeth this season, rattling off the last three races in a really high class. So it's basically, can Mishriff run to that rating what he ran in Maidan or in Saudi? And if he can, he'll win. But obviously, has he even improved since then? Obviously, he probably needed that rest, them two massive races. Probably needed that rest. I mean, it's funny if he's... Sometimes horses, after two races like that, they never recover in really big races. You've seen a lot of American horses not recovering from that Saudi race, and they're finished. But anyway, it's going to be even Adiab, I've got a lot of faith in that horse as well. I mean, it's absolutely three runner race, well, four runners, but three. I mean, they're absolutely outstanding, three outstanding horses. I mean, Adiab's a 7 year old now, but anyway, I still think this Sir Mark's Basilica is something special as well, and he's a 3 year old. So he's getting the weight, you know, weight for age. So that's the advantage of Sir Mark's Basilica. He's getting weight for age. Let's do a little count up. Right, 1, 2, 2. Add 17. That's 1, 3, 9. I think he'll improve 2 pounds from his last race. So I've got Sir Mark's, Basilica on 1, 3, 9 for tomorrow. But it's going to be a tactical race. And the ratings will not come into it. You've got to have a real good pace there. It's going to be tactical. And I've only got Mishriff on 1:30. I'm going to give Mishriff another 6 for them two races. So that's 1:36. So St. Mark's Basilica is still coming out 1:39. And I'd put Adiab. He's going to have to run to that Ascot 20 form. And he'll come out at 1:32 or something. But his last two races and Australia are nowhere near what required to win this race. I mean, he's rated really low for them races, 1:13, 1:20. carrying this weight, so he needs to find a lot. But he has run them sort of numbers before at Ascot last year and at A. He ran a 126, and you add that 126 to the weight he's got today, so he's cut 9 stone 7, so you've got 7 pounds left to take it to the ceiling of 10 stone. So you add that 7 on his 126, and that'll give you a 134 overall post mark. But as I say, it's going to be tactical. But anyway, I'll just go for Mistress, because I can't choose between the two of them. They're that good. Let us say it's a dead heat, Mistress, St. Mark's Basilica. But anyway, that's not the game. This is the what we're going to play is we're going to play. It's Durban July Day. One of the greatest races, right? People in South Africa, but people of UK and America, you've got to listen to me, right? Because this is one of the greatest race meetings of all time. I mean, they haven't got the money we've got, but, you know, if you live in South Africa, it's a lot of money. 2 million rand, I mean, so the prize money's been shattered because of COVID in South Africa. But it's still some decent prizes. You're talking 200 grand for the Durban July tomorrow in sterling. You know, 2 million rand or whatever. That's, you know, 150, 60 grand in sterling. So that's quite a nice pot. I mean, it's far cheaper to live in South Africa than it is in the UK. So, I mean, unless you're buying TVs and cars and that, therefore, they're around the same price. Anything like that, even around the world, is similar prices. But I'm talking about to live food in every way. It's much cheaper to live in South Africa and places like that. But anyway, that's the day. So NASA's on today, Haydock's on today, Beverly's on today, Ballastown, Carlisle, right, tonight. But anyway, I'm telling you, the English racing. So we'll get... Now, if you go to frguk.com menu, then South African races, I've already got these tips online. Put them out at 12 o'clock on 2nd of July. And I haven't done the last two tips, race 9 and race 10, because I'll do them later. Because it's took me a hell of a lot of time to do all these races. I've been doing them for like a couple of days. I have put a few in second and third. Well, I do fancy, but at big prices. I just didn't want to put them up front on top. And you know, I just don't want anything going wrong. So, I mean, pay attention to some of the second and third choices. That's all I can say. Because if you're doing quartets, you put them all in anyway. You know, so do a lot of quartets and exotics and place pools. Right, we'll get on with it, right? So, race one. We've got the Hollywood Greyville bets. Now, I've tipped this Supreme Quest. Now, the reason I tipped Supreme Quest number one, that's Corny's Buys, because booked Leighton Hewitt, and Corny's a real good trainer. And, I mean, this is quite a decent horse in his runs. I mean, this is a two-year-old race. Now, bear in mind that the horses are still two-year-olds until August the 1st in South Africa. So they've got basically three-year-olds now, yes. But if you look in the UK, it's got three-year-olds. But these are in the Southern Hemisphere. They're three-year-olds in the Northern Hemisphere, but they're still two-year-olds in South Africa until the 1st of August. Right, now I like the first race of this Supreme Quest. He ran third to Heaven's Girl in the last time. He was beating Seven Lens to Heaven's Girl, but that's quite a good race. It was a grade two. And I just thought, I mean, Under Your Spell was just behind him, and then Under Your Spell came out and won a big race. So the form's really, you know, franked. But obviously the favourite's going to be Big Burn. I mean, I did tip Big Burn last time. The favourite's going to be Big Burn. Paul Peter, he only had one run, Big Burn, and he come out and won nearly, and actually he beat Eastern Bell by 3 lengths, and they were both carrying 57 kilos. You would say Dance Lesson has got a chance, because he had 3 kilos more, but there's still 2 kilos between them. But dance lesson. I think dance lesson goes sometime soon. I'm not sure if he's running at one of these races today at Greyville. But anyway, I've tipped this Supreme Quest in the first lane. Now have a look at the second and third choices. And obviously everyone will be fancying Big Burn because, you know, he won first time out, and it's a good line of form. Now if you trace Eastern Bell's form all the way through, it's matched to some of the top 2-year-olds in Gauteng and in KwaZulu-Natal. And not sure about the Cape form. The Cape form's sometimes a bit stronger with the 2-year-olds, but you know, you don't know. I think it's looking like KwaZulu-Natal's got the best 2-year-olds. I thought it was going to be Gauteng, but the last meeting at Greyville was a lot of local 2-year-olds really putting it to the Gauteng 2-year-olds. So we'll see, because normally this meeting a lot of the Gauteng boys come out and win, take the prize. And obviously you've got Justin Snaith, and then I mean his 2-year-olds are supremely bred, so he's a brilliant trainer, so you've always got to watch out for him. So anyway, that's the first race, and as I say, I don't want to talk about too much about it. I just want to get, you know, because the more I talk, the more you don't get your tips. Right, the second race, we've got, it's another 2-year-old race, a non-black type. And obviously number 6, Band of Avon, the form with that is really good. I'll just give you the Captain Lannister. I really like that horse as well, that Barney's Pride and Captain Lannister. I went for Admiral Burnham in 4th, that's number 1, Admiral Burnham. But number 6, Band of Avon. The lines of form with that horse and the times and its pedigree are looking good. Now, race 3, I've Silver Host. I've got him 113 to 116. Origami's a funny horse, that's number 2. I think I have tipped him. But you'll have to go on the website because I've got a few written down here and I'm not looking at the website. So, the Gatekeeper, he's another decent horse. And Flying Carpet, Hidden Throng and Dream Destiny. That Dream Destiny is another one. He's got a massive rating last time out. He's only rated 73, but he split a couple of big horses. But if you look at his form as well, he's been winning races, but lowly rated. But if you look at the races, they've all been backed up, you know. So he could be running off a stupid mark if he's in a handicap. But he's running against horses of similar ability. Better ability, so it might be a flash in the pan, so I wouldn't count me chickens with that horse. It's still a good chance, and he's in race 4, and I've tipped in race 4 I went for number, which one is it, Atte, number 12 Atte, because the trainer, he's an up and coming trainer in Port Elizabeth, and I like him. He really can condition a horse, and this horse has been doing well, that Atteab in Port Elizabeth, and it's got a good challengers from the Cape, and Smoky Hot's good for Candice. That's a decent horse. He's been off a bit, but he's coming back. And if he's in that Smoky Hot, that's number 7, Smoky Hot. If he's been, you know, tuned up fully, he could have a nice run in them as well. I like the trainer, Candice. Right, Wealthy is another good horse. Now race 5. Kayleen, obviously the favourite there, and I thought there was a few. Number 12 was could be interesting for local connections. And I did write some pedigree form down on them ones. Desert Miracle. Yeah, I've wrote some pedigree. I checked the pedigrees on these. Desert Miracle by Dynasty. He's out of a real decent mare, Well Wishta, and this. She's a daughter of Oasis Dream. Now Oasis Dream, absolutely fantastic stallion. John Gustin, he trains a lot of Oasis Dreams over the years, and still does, buys them every year. Just fantastic pedigree. That Desert Miracle. Now I was looking at Mbebu, that's number 11, that's running for local connections, but Sean Tarry's training it. Now I look through the family and all the winners on the dam side, and obviously the stallion Williams Longswood, he won the Group 1 in South Africa. What he does put out is quite decent, but the family of that horse, they're not real great, you know, black type. There is a few black type in the thing, but there's a lot of winners in the family, that's what I was saying. And I think Sean Tarry could sort of get a real good number out of that, you know, with that sort of combination of pedigree. That's what I thought. And there was another one there, that Ealing. That Ealing could surprise as well. I looked at its pedigree. Its pedigree wasn't much, but the trainer's a decent conditioner. So, you know, and you can get them ready on the day. I mean, when that condition, they get the horses in really peak form, and they can normally run past the rating, you know, by a few pounds. So that's what I mean by conditioner. And they really get them conditioned in the absolute peak, so they'll probably run past the what they're rated. And obviously we'll go to the Durban July, and the artist can't say anything beating this linebacker. Now when I did re-look at it again, I had a look at Gavin Larina. If Gavin's listening, I know he listens to me. So, and I seen him with a hat on the other day. Same hat as me. I have been looking at me photos, Gavin, haven't you, sunshine? Right. But anyway, this Gavin is on, Gavin Larina, the jockey. Now he's on this, it's a funny name, it's number 18, Comet Diding. Now if you look at the form of Comet Diding, I was surprised. Now it's been real close up, hasn't it? So obviously I'm thinking, oh, linebacker. But when you have a look at the form of this Comet Diding, I'm thinking, whoa, hold on, that he had this jockey called Celion. Now he was only, what, a three quarters length behind linebacker last time at Hollywood Greyville over 2,000 metres. I'd never heard of this Selly jockey. I know he's not an apprentice, is he, or nothing like that. But I don't think I've even seen him. I've been doing South African racing for years and years. I think I have seen him a few times, but he's not like a real, real top rider. I've seen him a few times. I don't know if he's been injured for years or whatever. But now Gavin Larina's on. He's only got three quarters length to make up with linebacker, and there's also Rascalian. Was in between them, and fourth was Shakapa. Now Shakapa was 2.65 length away, and that's like a mile now in this type of class. There's going to be nothing between this linebacker. I mean, I do like linebacker. I think it's a real smart horse. And obviously, don't get us wrong, you've got Dude again in this race, Cirillo, and you've got Rainbow Bridge, and even Johnny Hero, Shah Akbar, and Express from Theorist. I mean, these horses could surprise them. I mean, that Express from Theorist, he's a four-year-old, he's been improving for a long time. He's improved a lot the last 2 years at Express from Theorist. It really improved a lot. And obviously, you've got last year's winner, Belcarian. He hasn't shown his form. Now, his form was hidden last year. I admitted it. The hideous form. Now, the last few races, he was behind Rainbow Bridge, beaten three lengths, I think it was, the last time. We had Catch 22 and Chimchiri Run in between, didn't we? And there was another horse, what was it? Grand Van Nierke was riding, or Seeking the Stars, that's right. He was just in front of Belgarian last time, over 1,600. Now this is more the trip, you know, this is more the trip, the 2,200, 1 mile, 3 furlongs for Belgarian, so he's stretching out from the last time. So then you've got Belgarian in the mix as well. The only one what made me think was, why is Kamalo riding it? Why is Kamalo riding him? And you've got the stable jockey riding Do It Again. So there must be something going on there. Do It Again must be doing better work. Do It Again's getting on now, 6 year old, but on his day he was fantastic, the best horse in South Africa. I just can't see anything beating linebacker, but anyway, I think if anything beats linebacker, it's this Comet Diding number 18. Gavin Larina's on it, he's drawn 18 right out in the car park, but if he can get it, just sit in and then come round, and I think they come wide anyway in this race. They all come across. The only type of jockeys that don't come across is that little Muzzy Yenin that he starts to. He goes a different route all the time, and sometimes he wins races by doing it. But if they do have a bit of rain or anything like that, if you come high on at Greyville, they always seem to pick up faster down that outside. It's been like that for years, but that's what I mean. The draw was putting me off with combating, and linebacker's just got a perfect draw and everything. So I've took linebacker to win, and I've took combating. Obviously, they've got the horse in absolute peak condition. I mean, I think that the fancy it to win this number 18 combating. But we'll see. He's got to get past Grant Van Leer, Kirk Gavin, on linebacker. So we'll see. But anyway, I've tipped linebacker. And what I'll do is as well, I'll put some UK tips up as well. Well, obviously we've got Sandown, Leicester. I just don't do Leicester. Haydock, I'm not a fan. Honestly, used to have my own horses run at Haydock, and then we used to win. Never won. I think there was one day I backed at 16-1 when I had Haydock when I was there. It's never been a lucky track for me. Last night I picked the last four winners, and I wasn't even having a bet. It's typical, isn't it? Beverly, I'm not. I like Beverly sometimes. It just depends on the field. I mean, there's been some horrible racing at Beverly this year. I don't think not the normal class. What races there? Been some poor quality racing. And this Carlisle at night now. Carlisle, I really like that. That's one of my favourite places. I mean, I tell you my favourite places like Goodwood, Newmarket. I don't like Sandown. I'm not a fan of Sandown as well. Carlisle, Hamilton. I switch back tracks, but I'm not a fan of Brighton. I don't even look at Brighton. Basically, there's no money to be made in UK racing anymore. You've got to go to the States. There's still plenty of money to be made in the States, and there's still plenty of money to be made in South African racing. But I'm not doing it. I'm not tipping every day. I've got things to do. I'm a busy person, so I'm doing this free, and that's why I only do weekends now. Well, you can look at all the tips and all the profit is that I've got. I mean, thousands of pounds profit on all of the things. You can go now to the archives. I've made a special archives page, and that's got the last 2 years of all the tips. So you're bound to get hundreds and hundreds of, and I've got to follow horses as well on a foot to follow page, and all the stats, and all the stats are in profit. So there's different pages, and some you can't access from the menu. You can't access the stats page from the menu, and you can't access the archives page from the menu. You've got to look for the links inside of the pages. Oh, and also I've got a new page. Go to fruk2.com. It's a flat racing good. fruk2.com. That's fruk2.com, and that this is a new tipster. Well, it's the old tipster. I mean, he's flat racing guru too. James Wiley Racing, and I'm just building him a website. There's nothing on it, but you'll see I'm building the website, and it's got his name on, and all the tipping things, and all the racing meetings I put on for him. So basically, he'll start a tip every day for you from very soon anyway. You'll be to get your tips daily from there. Now that I don't do it daily, I don't even look at the racing on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. I've got a 6-year-old son, and he needs to be taken places and educated. And I need to play with him on night times and teach him things, take him to clubs when the corona's over. I can't be doing this just for free and missing out on my son's education. It just can't be done. So I'm doing it on weekends for you. I'm happy to do it on weekends. And as you see, you still get a lot of winners. So basically, that's today. And just go on the website, fruk2.com. Menu South African races. There are races already on there. And obviously, I'll do the UK tips. Just have a look in the morning about 11 o'clock. So that'll be it then.